الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In last Tarawih, the 20th, the Imam recited the following ayah after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وبسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فخرج على قومه في زينته قال الذين يريدون الحياة الدنيا يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون إنه لذو حظ عظيم وقال الذين أوتوا العلم ويلكم ثواب الله خير لمن آمن وعمل صالحا ولا يلقاها إلا الصابرون صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book after the Basmala, and he came out in front of his people in his adornment, and those who desired the worldly life, they said, oh, would that we had be like what was given to Qarun, for indeed he is one of great wealth. But those who had knowledge, they said, woe to you, indeed the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better for he who believes and does righteousness, and none are granted it except the patient. Despite the wealth of Qarun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear in the verse that as Muslims, we should not aspire to such things. It is better for us to believe and do righteousness. And this is in stark contrast to the capitalist dream of a man striving for a highly paid job, designer clothes, the latest car, and fine dining, all of which is projected onto social media so all can see, because this image in this society is what is seen as to equal power, respect and success. Our success does not lie in the dunya, rather it is in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and carrying his deen, and the niceties of this world cannot be seen as our ultimate objective. The only thing capable of giving this ummah its izzah, its honour, is Islam. And material wealth and status have no meaning if it is not for the sake of this glorious deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verse, his reward is better and none are granted it except those who are patient. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ